This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Mr. Brian Cash Kline.
Another one in the books. Chris always loved that, and so does Ed. What do you think? How you doing? You are our engineer.
Bobby's our engineer today.
And you're the what?
My name's Scott Young. I'm your producer.
I'm the producer. And then who is this gentleman next to me?
This is Eliseo Santana, candidate for school board, District 5.
And then who am I?
Pinellas County.
What is my deal?
Our gracious host, Brian Cash.
Gracious? I don't know about that. I would say great host.
All right.
No, it's all about, what is that? It's all about humility, right?
It is.
You know, can you, people say you need, like in sales, like you need to have confidence, right? Can you also... You know, I know you. I heard a good definition of humility, right? It's not that you think less of yourself; you just think of yourself less.
I agree with that. That is
that's
so
catchy.
But to be a salesman, sometimes I think you have to have confidence and portray that because people want to be around winners.
That is true.
Talk in the mic.
That is true, and you also need to know.
Is there a balance? Right. There's a balance. Right. Because I want to be around someone that's enthusiastic, right? I take the kids to the football game, and sometimes this is going to sound corny, but it brings tears to my eyes. When they're jumping up just before the game, this is our house.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Even talking about it now gets me emotional. If you ever been to kids' events where the enthusiasm and they're jumping up and down and they're high fiving each other and. Just that enthusiasm, if anybody can relate to what I'm saying.
Hey, I have 10 grandchildren, right. The oldest being 13, the youngest 5.
Lola's in the house. Go ahead.
And let me tell you that when they get together and they start cheering and you can see from inside that they're like really into it and they're winning, it is fabulous. It's the energy.
Right. Because one of the ladies, I hear him because I go to practice. Recently, my son hurt his knee, so kind of. But he scored a 50-yard touchdown run, right?
Wow.
They called it back. So then, I kid you not, the next play, he ran a 60-yard touchdown, right? But this one, he cut in and out, in and out, in and out, and then knocked a couple of people's over. So actually, the touchdown being called back was the best thing that happened because that one was an easy run, you know? But this one... And just that feeling as a parent or you as a grandparent, you know, that feeling of the love and the just, it's priceless. You can't put money on it, right?
I agree. And as a grandfather, as a father, I can only have them do their best and cheer them on. And once they do their best, regardless of what the outcome is, they feel good about that and I feel good for them.
Right. And what I heard is, too, is like cutting corners, right? You hear people giving excuses of why things aren't being done. And, no, that's an excuse. But then, for me, I could just talk for me. I am that person, too. You know, what is that? In life, I see that spot it, you got it. So the faults or the things that I... point out that other people do generally are my own character flaws. And I lack policy type deals myself where I don't follow through and I take the short way out sometimes too. And then I point it out in the people that I work with that they do it. So right away when I'm pointing out their faults, I know there's a good chance probably that's my character defect.
But when you recognize that, that's growth. You know, it's like for the longest time I knew there was a problem with our school system and our children not knowing how to read and write properly. I kept hearing statistics that 30% were functioning below that status, and I was upset, but it wasn't until I read that article, Failure Factories, that it hit me. It hit me that someone's got to do something about this situation, and that's when I had to step from complaining to action, and that's why I'm running for school board, to make sure that all of our children know how to read, write, and are prepared to be good citizens.
And your name. Say your name.
Eliseo Santana. Santana.
And what we're trying to get across here is our message today is, you know, we can make mistakes, but don't let it be said that you didn't try. And that when you see a problem, there is a solution. But until you recognize the problem, which is acceptance, right, that we accept that our children are 30% below, we accept some of the things that our standards aren't as good as they should be. When we accept that we have this problem, then what is the action, the solution to tackle the problem? And that's where you come in.
I agree, because it is when we do not accept it that we have excuses, that we're starting to project, to point the finger at somebody that's dropping the ball. But the reality is that when I found out that my history, my life experiences have prepared me to be that person of change, that's when I had to step forth and make that happen. And that's the difference between somebody that is there sitting and complaining and somebody that steps up to make a difference in our society. As a citizen, as a veteran, a father of four and grandfather of 10, I've been a resident of this county for 36 years, and I have been retired from the Sheriff's Department for 31 years of service. I had to step up and contribute to our society, to our community, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, and the Tampa Bay Times recognized you, too, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's endorsed.
They endorsed you.
You know, it still gets to me when I saw my picture in the newspaper and they actually said good things about me. It's incredible. Santana.
Santana.
Well, why don't we go to the phones and let somebody weigh in on this?
We got Wendy.
Wendy.
Wendy from La-Di-Da. Kid Spa. How you doing, Wendy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, Mr. Santana here, he says in our thing, our children deserve better. Right?
They certainly do.
Right? And that's his motto. Like, you know, like Hillary Clinton, stronger together, and Trump's build the greater America, or America can be great again, or something like that. And then,
We can make it great again.
And then his is, our children deserve better. Right? That's his. Just think about who I have on the line here. You know, just think of this woman that I have on the line here, Wendy. Tell them what you do, Wendy, and with the motto, our children deserve better, tell us what you do.
Well, I own a kid spa, La-Di-Da Kid Spa in Clearwater. What we do is everything from kids' haircuts to spa treatments and birthday parties. Basically, what we're trying to do is get the kids from away from behind the TV and out using their imagination, interactive play, dress up, using their imagination versus just becoming numb in front of the TV and video games.
Wow, and I see that you're on 2250 Main Street here in Clearwater. That's amazing.
Yep.
We're neighbors. I need to start taking my 10 grandchildren over to you so that we can, as a community, grow together. Because it's not just the business that you're doing. It is you're building up our community, and for that I am thankful for.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I definitely look forward to meeting you and your 10 grandchildren.
Yeah, and then, like I said this, and like... verify what I'm saying, about to say. If anybody can verify this, Scott, you too. Have I ever said I did a TV interview with Wendy, right? And I knew right then and there. Okay, look, I believe sometimes people succeed in life because of luck, not because of their talent, right? Because when I'm doing the interview with you, I realized that we should have switched seats. I really did. The whole time I'm interviewing Wendy, I'm thinking, man, this is someone that should be in front of a TV camera. This is someone that has a bubbly personality. And even when we did the commercial for Ivory Restaurant, like she did, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the air. I wish you could talk like the language of the heart. You can hear me. I really mean what I'm saying. There's no one like she's a sparkle. She's a joy to life. You know, we say live life, but really love life. And when I talk to Wendy, like, you know, I just, don't get me wrong, I bet you she has her moments too, just like all, she's a human being, she's not a block of wood. But overall, she's a real happy-go-lucky, living life and loving life. And who else would you want around your children? Who? Who wouldn't you, your grandchildren, if I had to describe someone's personality, what type of personality would you want around your children?
I want somebody that loves what they're doing and is doing what they love. And it sounds like, Wendy, it sounds like that's what you're doing.
Yes, I certainly do love what I'm doing. I've always worked in the past with people. That's part of the career path that I've taken. But the path going with children is definitely a change for me, and I love every moment of it.
How long have you been doing that, Wendy? How long have you been?
A year and a half. Yeah.
Lollydos Kids Spa. That's great.
Yeah, and then have you ever got emotional at some of these things? You know, I like to make a wish foundation, make a donation to you. All right, I don't know what it costs, but if there's some child out there that has cancer or some child that, you know, is beaten cancer too, it doesn't have to be. I like to have it where I pay to have you bring that child joy, either a party in the hospital or a party at your studio. And I like to make that donation from me to you, and I will pay you for that.
Brian, that's a wonderful donation.
But I've been led by the Spirit to say that. I really have. I'll love that until I have to pay for it. Until I get the bill. Then all of a sudden the Spirit goes away. I didn't say that.
We do get requests for that once in a while. This Saturday, we're actually taking two characters to the hospital as part of the Children's Dream Fund for a young lady that is very ill. And we're going to take two characters, set up a little tea party for her. We're including all of that complimentary as a donation from the spa with photography included as well. So we try to give back to the community when we can as well. And Brian, I will definitely give you a call the next time we get a request.
Yeah, and then I have from, remember, old back, Bo, I thought you were coming in today. I have them here. But Old Bay Cafe of Dunedin Fish Market, right, I have those gift cards that he gave me for this event for you, too, to donate to the kids, like, so they can go out and have a nice meal. So it's Old Bay Cafe. And then he also owns the fish camp on Bayshore Boulevard. He's like local folks, local beer. And then he also owns Phonian, I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's on the trail. It's a cafe he owns on the trail. And I have gift certificates for all these restaurants. And so whatever one you'd like to choose to give, donate to these. There's two kids is what you're going to go see?
Yeah, we're going to go see two kids this coming Saturday. Yep.
Okay, I'll give you two $25 gift certificates to give to them.
Well, wonderful. I appreciate that. I'll try to swing over and pick those up then.
And then I'll also give one for you, too. So make it three.
Wow.
And that's not me, though. That's Old Bay Cafe of Dunedin Fish Market. He gave me the authority to do it. So really, it's easy for me just to hand them to you. He's the man. His name is Walt. So he's the one paying the bill. I'm just giving them away. So he's the guy that deserves the credit.
And
well,
that's,
thank you. Yeah.
That's for the Old Bay Cafe and Fodin.
Yeah. I think Fodin's like a sushi place.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't
know. Right there on the trail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so what's our next event after that? You have anything else going?
Not at this time. Nothing on the books. Just the standard. You know, we're open every day, Tuesday through Sunday, for haircuts, Manny's Petties, birthday parties. As far as big events go, that's keeping us busy.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so do you have any questions, Mr. Santana?
No, I just want to thank you for your service, and I'm so glad that you're in our community.
Yeah, me too. Okay, Wendy, in closing, whatever you'd like to say, give us your spiel, and then we're going to go on. We have a gentleman Jeff, he's an Obamacare enrollment center, and he's an Obamacare expert. And he's our next guest. If you wanted to stay on, if you have a Wendy and have a question for him, you're welcome to stay on.
Yeah, I'll certainly stay on. That sounds good.
Okay. So we'll go to our next caller, Jeff, Obamacare expert. Open enrollment begins when? Does it say November 1st?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
D-day.
Then how was I able to sign up? So I have to wait till November 1st then? Like how?
Well, that's for plans that start on January 1st. You were qualified for a special enrollment, which allowed you to enroll outside of open enrollment.
Okay, so really, so what's the so? I know maybe that's a good question. What's the difference between the two?
Open enrollment's when pretty much everybody in the country can enroll into a healthcare plan. Special enrollment is outside of open enrollment, so. Special enrollment starts February 1st and then obviously ends October 31st, and you need a special enrollment to enroll during that time.
So then open enrollment, they really it's easier to enroll during the open enrollment versus the other way?
Yeah, it's like 97% of the country that enrolls into the Affordable Care Act enrolls during open enrollment.
Right, that would make sense. But can you also have an income? Like I make an income. Does that have anything to do with your income on the open enrollment?
Let's just say if you were working for a company and you had insurance through your employer, and then let's just say you stop working in July and you lose your coverage, then you qualify for a 60-day special enrollment period, where you get to select a plan on the exchange and, get enrolled at that time.
Well, is this something you understand, Mr. Santana?
I do understand.
He's running for city council.
School board.
School board.
District 5.
For Pinellas School Board, District 5, Alicio Santana. His motto is, our children deserve better. We got Wendy on the line for La-Di-Da Kids Spa. Say hello, Wendy. She's not there?
Nope, not anymore.
Okay. And then... And then we got our, what is your title?
Producer.
And what's your name?
Scott.
And what's your name and what's your title?
I'm Bobby, production engineer.
Production engineer. And then what's your title?
I'm a candidate for school board District 5. That's the Clearwater, Largo, Bel-Aire area.
Wow. So we got everybody on the line with you there, Mr. Jeff, the Obamacare.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah. If anybody has questions about the upcoming open enrollment or... You know, maybe some of the news that you've heard about the prices. I know that's been a big topic and a big reason for a lot of people calling in.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? That why did they, one, announce it 2 weeks before the election? And two, like, why did it, like, you know, that 22% increase in premiums on an average. Why did that happen? And why did they wait 2 weeks before the election to announce it?
Well, rates... are just coming out now because obviously open enrollment starts November 1st. So usually about a week before they come out with the rates, like we've already started window shopping where we can go on and see the rates. So that's why the news came out at that point.
There's the answer, see?
Okay. Yeah, about 80% of people who enroll through the exchange will either have a premium about the same or lower. The only people that are really paying the increase are people who make 400% of the federal poverty level or more. So a family of the four that make over $100,000, if they enroll through the exchange, then they will be seeing a rate increase. But the vast majority of people will have very, very slight. The only rate increase that I've seen, and I've done about 200 quotes so far since the window shopping period opened up, I saw a $3 per month rate increase on somebody in Clearwater.
Do you know who I would like to have be out there, and if I could make that call, is you. Because every time I talk to you, I get knowledge, but yet you give facts behind your knowledge. You don't just talk and then, like, really, if I was like a either or, I would hire you to represent, like the government should hire. You are an Obamacare enrollment center, but you are, like it says in your ad, Obamacare expert, right? And I really believe you should be out there representing the United States. Like, you should be paid a salary working for the government. Because you...
I don't know if the government could afford me, but, you know, I do my best to stay informed.
But no one...
You know, and not get caught up in meet, you know, in the hype.
Yeah, but no one ever says what you say. I just heard 22% increase. I watched the newscasters, like people that represented Obamacare for the government. No one mentioned that it was over $100,000. If you make over $100,000, because now most people make, especially in Florida, right? I would say 90% of the people make under $100,000 in Florida. 90%. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was So now, why don't experts say that, what you just said? And like, I'm just like now, just kind of upset. Like, they don't have your expertise.
Well, they're not experts in, you know, the Affordable Care Act specifically. Obviously, I've been doing health insurance for 8 years now. So when the Affordable Care Act rolled out, I was already knowledgeable and experienced in the health insurance arena. So this is all pretty much easy for me. And I do stay kind of up to date on everything that is going on. And of course, I mean, you know, having a headline that says 22% rate increase for families of four making over $100,000 isn't as eye-catching as 22% Obamacare increase, you know.
Right.
It's over. You know, it's not. And, you know, another thing, a reason why they say for the increase is insurers pulling out. Two insurers pretty much pulled out of Pinellas County. United Healthcare pulled out. And this year, they're not going to be offering plans in 2017, and Humana. And also, one of the other things I'll say real quick is Humana had a 44% rate increase, right? Hmm. Florida Blue only had an 8% rate increase. So what they use is a weighted average of the plan. So if you had Humana, all you have to do is just switch your plan to one of the other companies. There's two new companies offering plans in Pinellas County. One is Sunshine Health. And the other is Molina, both really great plans. One is a PPO, one is an HMO. So depending on your price point and flexibility of what you're looking for in healthcare, you know, we can really help you, guide you to get you into the best plan for 2017.
Aren't there subsidies available to help cover these increases for some people?
Absolutely, and that's why I was saying the vast majority, you know, only 20% of people that enroll in the healthcare plan are actually going to see an increase, because even though they had a 22% increase in premium, there was also a 22% increase in subsidy. So the subsidy outweighs in some cases the increase.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's a book out, the 80-20 rule, and the guy says that everything comes to 80-20, and then he said, look at the elections, like. You got 40% for Trump, definite. And you got 40% for Hillary, definite, right? Then in the middle is that 20%, right? Or of independence and all that. And it's the same thing in life. And guy just goes over everything 80-20. And it was just amazing that 80% of your results are produced by about 20% of what you do. And then he said that in sales, that 80% of your sales account from 20% of your clients. Then here's the statistic, Fortune 500 companies. 20% of the people in most sales forces in the Fortune 500 companies made up a total of 80% of the total sales. It's the 20-80 rule. And then you just said only 20% of the people are going to be affected by it, and 80% won't, that means. It's, again, fits into this guy's theories that a lot of things in life are divided 20-80. And what he's trying to say is, okay, so say if you have a great salesman that's in the 20% club, what is he doing that you're not doing to be in that 20% club and to learn? And what you're doing now is you got to be in the top 20% of people that understand Obamacare, and you might even be in the top 1%. So you're actually 99-1, actually. You're in the 1% club, Jeff.
Well, I don't think being in the 1% in this country is all worth it, in my opinion.
But really, I learned a lot of stuff from you. Just in the 10 minutes you've talked, I've learned more in 10 minutes listening to you than I've been listening to all these shows for the past 3 days. Really. Numbers and facts and figures that why aren't these experts on TV? You must more so having all this knowledge. Do you get frustrated saying, why aren't you saying this? Why aren't you saying that? I mean, these are supposed to be advocates for Obamacare. And then the ones that are against it like are just tearing them apart. You would make a great advocate.
They just don't understand. And to be honest with you, if you know these people that are on TV, you know, CNN and Fox News and these big major companies, they're not, you know, they make salaries of millions of dollars, so they don't understand what it's like to be a small business, self-employed person in Florida, you know, living on $40,000 a year in a family of four. So for them, it's just completely outside of their knowledge base, so it's just not something that they could even comprehend.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's let another expert weigh on this conversation. Why don't we have Nick join us? Nick called in from Nick. Fantastic Sam's. Nick, you there? Nick?
Oh, Nick dropped.
Nick dropped. Okay, Nick, we'll get him Nick. Back. We'll
but
get him
like, back. In life, I see you have a circle here, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
It's I would assume life would be the first one. Then it shows a family, and then it's like arrows going around the family. Then you have life, which is the family. Then you have health. And then what is the next one? Dental division, because then like these are things that like you being a grandparent for 10 grandchildren, send Mr. Santana here has 10 grandchildren.
Wow.
Yeah, so this circle would mean something. And then you have what? Accident? Like an accident could happen to one of your children. And then you have Medicare. Yeah. So like this is just part of reality if you want to live in some fantasy world. But your children, with 10 grandchildren, you know, they have to go to their dentist.
And yeah. I agree with that. And I'm your expertise, you know, it's one of these things that the healthcare system as we have it now and the insurance is so complex that it requires us to go to an expert like you to be able to decipher it. I can't handle that on my own. I don't have that expertise, and you provide that service, and that is wonderful.
We got Nick back.
Hey.
Nick,
you
there, Nick? Hey, Nick.
Hello there.
Nick, we got Mr. Santana. He's
Eliseo Santana.
Santana. He's for the Pinellas School Board, District 5.
I understand.
Our children deserve better is his motto. He's been endorsed by the Tampa Bay Times.
Yes, sir.
And he has a beautiful picture of here of all his grandchildren on his flyer.
So I have four, Mr. Santana.
Ah. Yeah.
So then we got Mr. Jeff on the line, who's an Obamacare expert. And open enrollment begins November 1st.
And when does it end?
January 31st.
Okay. So do you have a question for... I'd like you to ask a couple questions, Nick, if you could, to Elisa.
Eliseo. We'll have to work on your Spanish.
You say Santana.
Santana. Remember we did that yesterday? Santana. Okay, this is like
Santana.
The beach. Just think about the beach, right? When you go to the beach, what do you see? Sand. And when you go to the beach, what do you get?
A Carlos tan. Santana.
Yeah, you get a tan, right?
No, Carlos Santana.
No. So now... If
yeah.
you're Hispanic, you would say Tana. I'm getting a Tana.
Santana.
I hope that's not a bad
Santana.
Joke. So anyhow, sand at the beach.
Yes, sir.
Tan at the beach.
Good.
So you put beach together so you remember his name, Santana.
I love it.
Vote for Santana. You'll find him at the beach. For Pinellas County School District, that's Largo. And all that.
Largo, Clearwater, the Bel Air, the Indian Rocks Beach.
I'm sorry, Mr. Santana. I am not in your voting district. But I appreciate
Neither am I, Mr. Santana.
Okay, so Jeff.
I appreciate your position, Mr. Santana.
Jeff, you're going to ask the first question to Mr. Santana. And then, Santana, you're going to ask a question to Nick. Or Nick, you're going to ask Jeff a question about Obamacare. And let's see how you guys do. And I'm going to rate you guys for about like 10 minutes.
All right.
And you guys take the show over. And let's see. Okay, so who's going to ask the first question?
You already stated it.
Okay, so let's do it then.
Jeff,
ask somebody a question. Mr. Santana.
To, just to Mr. Santana. He's running for school board, and I would just ask him what experience has he had in his life that helped him to become, you know, qualified to hold the position.
Well, the interesting part is that I graduated from high school when I was 17, and I received that high school diploma not because I was the smartest kid in the room, but because I was the troublemaker. I received my high school diploma with just barely able to read and write. I know what these children that are going through now, the 30% of our children that are not being prepared correctly in our county, what they're going to go through. I had the luck of being able to join the U.S. Army when I was 17. My parents emancipated me, and I was able to get out of the inner city, and I was able to grow. I'm the poster child of what to do to escape, and I want to make sure that our children do not have to go through what I went through. I just finished retiring 4 years ago. I worked for the Sheriff's Department for 31 years, and I retired, and I did something really crazy. I went back to the university, and last year I received my MBA. And I want to make sure that all of our children know how to read, write, and are prepared for a future. And as a citizen, as a veteran, I see that as a need for me to stand up and act. I hope that answers your question.
Absolutely. Absolutely answers it. And thank you for your service.
And thank you for asking me and for being a participant. I'm not quite familiar with the services that you provide. Can you tell me something about the services that you provide?
Again, the main part of what I do is just assisting people in understanding how they fit into the Affordable Care Act and where they fit. That's pretty much the bulk of what I do, is just assist them in qualifying for a subsidy and also enrolling in it, understanding what different health care plans are available. Just here in Pinellas County, we have over 170 different plans that you can choose from, all with different deductibles, co-pays, maximum out-of-pockets, and understanding what the differences are between them and what to expect from the policy after they choose it. And also, everything that I do is 100% free. I don't charge for any of my services like some other people.
How do we get a hold of you, Jeff? How do we get a hold of you?
My phone, sure. The phone number to call me at is 727-803-0183. That's the Pinellas County local number.
Okay, great. And you serve the whole county?
We actually serve 22 states, but yeah, okay. All over the counties. I live in Pinellas County. My office is here in Pinellas County. We have enrollment centers here. We also have enrollment centers now in Atlanta, North Carolina, and Texas.
Great. Nick, you still there?
Oh, of course.
Tell us about your fantastic SAM location.
Well, thank you. It's right there on 580 in Dunedin, which converts into Main Street. And we're just west of Belcher, 2134 Main Street, next to the Walmart Shopping Center. And we've been there, 30 years.
Wow. I didn't even realize Fantastic Sam's had been around for 30 years.
Well, actually, Christy, the owner, bought that location from the original regional location.
Okay.
So that's why we've been there for 30 years. Phone number, of course I got to give the phone number.
Yes.
734-3008. You paid for the rest. Now come for the best and enjoy your experience.
Well, thank you very much, Nick. That's Fantastic Sam's on 580. 2134 State Road 580 in Dunedin.
You got it. You know what, if I may I get a little bit involved with this conversation?
Sure.
All right, thanks. You know what, I know Brian mentioned earlier that some people are lucky.
Yeah.
And you know what, they are. I've seen cars loaded with lottery tickets, and by goodness, the guy had won. You know,
wow.
That's luck. But you know what's even better? commitment. It may not come right now, but if you are committed like 30 years, like we are, you know what? Fruition. It comes to be. Because of your commitment, experience, your dedication, and promise. And I would ask Mr. Santana that your promise is super. Well, you know, I got a judge in this election between Hillary or Donald. Trust. And I'm sure if I was in your voting district, I would have questions of trust for you. And just as a resident of Pinellas County, prove it to me.
Absolutely. Well, that's absolutely. What we wanted to say to you is that there's three things in when you're doing a sale, too. When you're making a presentation, and your presentation should be trust, how you can be trusted.
Absolutely.
And people want value of something they're purchasing, and they also want to know that you're going to give good service, that you're going to stand behind. So they want value, trust, and service.
And they want good karma.
Good karma. Okay, so we got Jay Reeder on the line. Jay, you there?
I'm here. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, we have Jeff, are you still here from Obamacare Expert?
Yes, I'm here. Not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere? Well, good. See? We got everybody. I just want to let you know, Jay, we got Jeff on the line. He's an Obamacare expert. I mean, we just got informed on so much stuff that was just amazing.
Nice.
And then we have our philosopher on the line, Nick. And then we have Elisa Santana. I say his name wrong, but Mr. Santana, he's for Pinellas County School Board, District 5. And he has 10 grandchildren. And his motto is, our children deserve better.
Nice.
Right. And then we have Jay Reeder on the line. But I wanted to give real quick a shout out to my friend Steve. He owns Cash and Carry Cabinets, where he'll deliver them and you pick them up, or he'll deliver them. It's fine woodwork. He's been in the business for a long time. And you can call for any custom quote, Steve, there at 224-4068. You know what his I just saw it here. Guess what his motto is? Your dreams are attainable. That's his motto, man. Your
Absolutely.
Dreams are attainable.
I like that.
I like that.
True statement.
Yeah, Cash and Carry Cabinets. Steve, I like that. Actually, that should jump out more on the ad. I just had to go. I wish that would have jumped out a little more. Your dreams are attainable. And so you got something going there. Can everybody just stay on the line? Is that okay?
I'm in.
Okay, anybody has a question, throw it out there too. On the phone, we have Jay Reeder. He autism. He has he wants us to. I'd like to speak about his event. And Jay, if you could talk about what's going on with the event there, and the good thing, and that's again children too, autism.
Absolutely.
Do adults have autism? Of course.
Right. It's an organization called Autism Speaks. We're gearing up for the Motor Fest weekend. Major sponsors: Cars and Couture, Maz Exotic, Dimmick, Lamborghini. All your headliners and everything like that. We're raising money for the sixth consecutive year for autism. All the proceeds go to autism to help the families. And, you know, it's a great event. This year we're doing it three different locations. The first location is going to be Friday the 4th. It's going to be at 200 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg. We're going to do a gala, car show, fashion show, everything like that from 7 to 11. It'll be a silent auction, everything. And then, so that's going to be our first night. Our second night is going to be Saturday, November 5th. It's going to be at the Dimmitt Auto Group, Maserati Alfa Romeo. We're going to do an exotic car drive. And, you know, again, all the proceeds will go to, you know, raising awareness for autism. And then the third day, we're going to do a nice executive high-end car show for a lot of the collectors out there and stuff like that, where some of the vendors that we work with, again, you know, McLaren, Maserati, Lamborghini, Ferrari, all these vendors are going to be out there with, you know, big support companies like myself, and just raising awareness. Should be
the
great.
Small, this sounds like you deal with only the small-end cars.
Yeah, mostly, no. We do a lot of exotic coaches and stuff like that. We do a lot of leasing programs. You know, we're a professional polishing center, so we deal with a lot of high-end clientele. But we do a lot of dealer services, too. So we have everything from, you know, your average brand-new car to everything to your super elite exotics. You know, we see it all every day. But when we get events like this, always it's always great to, you know, have those high-end exotic owners in because they're going to really bring the cash and really go for a good cause.
Yeah, the Ferrari, what of the cars, the Ferrari, is that the most expensive one you deal with, or is there one, who's the big?
Yeah, we see some Kino Segs, stuff like that, $3-4 million cars, but yeah, Ferrari is probably the most, you know, car scene we, you know, have here. We got Ferrari right here in our backyard, so we see a lot of them, yeah.
Right.
Hey, Brian.
Good.
Right up near my house on Tampa Road is a Ferrari dealership.
That's the one that Jay deals with.
Are they involved?
Yep, I'm right here in Clearwater, right on McMullen Booth. So we deal with Ferrari in Tampa Bay on a regular basis, and a lot of our customers, we do everything from fleet maintenance and take care of all the cars that they buy.
Where's this occasion going to happen?
It's going to be a three-day event. The first day event is going to, they're all in St. Pete. The first day event is going to be an evening event, and that's going to be November 4th. That's going to be at 200 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg. And the gala is actually going to be from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And there'll be, you know, onboard fashion show through Lux Exotics. Mads Exotics will be there. Cars Couture. A lot of huge people in the exotic world. So it's going to be fun.
You know what?
And that's the first day.
I've been to those things before, and the people that come and visit, they get to smash the cars. Will I get a chance to smash a Ferrari?
I doubt that. I doubt you'll have a chance to smash a Ferrari, but you can take some smashing pictures with a Ferrari. How about that?
There you go.
Guy that dealt with Cash and Carry cabinets, it's fine woodwork by design. You know, he was up in the ladder in a $5 million house when I talked to him. So then I said to him, his name is Steve, right? So I said, you know, I don't know if I've ever been in a $5 million house before. And then, then he didn't believe me. Like, he goes, oh, the boots I'm wearing. No, I was just thinking about it. I wonder if you asked 1,000 people, have you ever been in a $5 million house? Could all 1,000 say no? You know, have you ever been in a $5 million house?
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
I'm sure you have dealing with Ferraris.
I've been in a $5 million hotel, though.
last year when we did this exotic show, it was actually at a millionaire's house on the Bay, and it was over $20 million house. And so each year this event is held at a different location just to keep it interesting. And but yes, the year before that, we were at a big, huge $20 million home. And the year before that, we were in a big, giant airplane hangar. So it's always different. It's always super cool.
Yeah, you rub elbows. You rub elbows with the big boys. You got to admit that.
I do.
You do.
I do.
Right? You do.
I do.
But yet you're still down to earth because you're a veteran too. Roger that.
Yep. Roger that.
Roger that. So you're a veteran too. So like you served our country, and Mr. Santana served our country too.
4 years Army.
So you're down to earth too, also, Jay.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Hey.
You know. So. I was going to say something. Do you ever forget what you're going to say? Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Old Bay Cafe of Dunedin Fish Market, they're already donating money to that event at the Cancer Center where La-Di-Da Kid Spa is going to be going in there doing stuff for the children at the hospital and putting on an event there. And Old Bay Cafe has donated gift certificates for that. So they get the credit for it. Like I said, it's easy for me just to give them away. It's nothing. But for the Old Bay Cafe of Dunedin Fish Market, and they also have the Fish Camp. It's local folks, local beer. They're also going to donate $50 to this autism. And he's given me, Jay, the authorization to do that.
Nice. Absolutely. All you got to do is go to carsandcouture.com, and you can make all your donations right off the website. It's www.carscouture.com.
Okay, guys, just wanted to say, if you could just listen to this real. We got Joanne in the house here for Pinellas County School Board. We have Mr. Santana. Is that the same thing you're going for, too?
We're definitely not in competition with each other.
Say,
we're in complement to each other.
We can have a debate here right now.
But I have the at-large seat that I'm running for, and Mr. Santana has the postage size seat that he's running for.
Yes,
who gets a better chair, huh?
Actually, we both get the same chair.
All right. I think you should get a better chair, Mr. Santana.
His district is much smaller. Mine is countywide.
Then you should get a better chair.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I think equality is very important in this race, and we all share equally.
Right. And then, hey, does anybody have a question of, you know, we say, you know, your kids deserve better. And what does he say? I guess this is kids, too. Their dreams are attainable. And that's the message you want to get across to kids. Your dreams are attainable. Anybody have a question for any of these kids? I mean, not these kids. Does anybody have a question for any of these Pinnell School Board, what's going on in our school district? I know our reading's down about 30%.
But we have a rezoning actually in my county that we're dealing with right now, and it's affecting a lot of people in our neighborhood for sure. Our neighborhood is actually being divided in Pasco County to make new for some new schools that are coming around, and it's affecting definitely our community, especially in a high-end community that we bought our house to live in this high-end community, and then now they're rezoning, which puts our kids at a level D school versus a level A school that they're in right now. So we're having some little bit of issues in our county.
Well, what we have going on in Pinellas County is to vote yes for the referendum. That's very important to teachers, parents, and children in the Pinellas County schools. It's not a tax that goes to Tallahassee. It's a tax that we've been paying as homeowners for every 4 years now. And the referendum tax money that we've been already paying stays in Pinellas County, and it's directed by Pinellas County for art programs, music programs, technology, and visual arts. And there's also a little bump up in there for teachers' salaries.
Right, or if you know, just guys, just listen to this. This is just knowledge too, right? What do they say? Knowledge is power.
Right.
Ben Franklin said, "Empty the coins that are in your purse into your mind, and then your mind will fill your purse with gold." And what he was saying that is you got to spend money on an education. And also the teachers, the union is also protecting this, is behind this. Not all the teachers are in the union. But it also, I think, would mean about a $4,000 pay cut for the teachers, too, if I'm not correct. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, I guess it...
Which that's important.
Yeah. I mean, our starting teacher salary in Pinellas County would be $37,328.
Not
with
bad.
Yeah.
That stinks.
$37,000.
Are you kidding
to
me?
To be there from 7 to 7, 5 days a week.
That's terrible.
And additional hours when you're overseeing programs, teacher meetings with
plus
parents.
Assistant, plus this, plus that. Come on.
That's okay. What do you mean by that? Come on.
Come on.
How much do you...
A lot of money spent on education, and the kids are not getting the result.
Well, right. That's why we've got elections, and that's why people's opinions are important during this time of an election that we've got going on. Our education system has changed over time. This is the 21st
ma'am.
Century. I think everybody in education and who has a child in education can agree to that. And we need to start looking at new solutions to the situations we've been dealing with over many years.
All right, ma'am. Just present them.
Okay, that's okay. So that's what you want, because if you want people to say what they're thinking so you can answer them, you don't want just a puff piece, right?
No, absolutely
Cause
not.
Because you want to be able to, people might be thinking how Nick's thinking, right? So then you want to, like, this is an opportunity to, like, give the information.
Absolutely.
Because information is power, too.
Absolutely.
So just real quick, I'd just like to interject something, if I may. The thing is that $37,000 a year, right? Think about that, how low that is as a salary to live on. That's, I don't know what the poverty level is, but if you told me I'm going to make $700 a week, just to be real, and let me just say this with this preference.
How many weeks a year?
But any job is a good job, and I mean that. So I don't want, if you're working and you're making whatever you're making, it's good. And I don't knock anybody that works and is honorable and has a job. But with that said, in reality, $37,000, come on. Who could live on that? Could you live on that? They should be paying our teachers about like $70,000 a year.
Oh, yeah,
didn't reach into your pocket and find out money, or should the
what is who's our future, though?
Hey, I'm not done. When the legislature reaches in the pockets of themselves of how much they've stolen, there would be enough money.
I get that, but why is the even if that's the problem, let's go with your right. I'm not even going to argue that point. Let's just say they did. Still, that doesn't answer the question of teachers that are our future or our children. And if you want to get the cream of the crop, what happens is I know about like 10 teachers that have left the teacher's profession because they have master's degrees. You know why? Corporations are paying them $100,000 a year. You tell me with a master's degree and a corporation's offering you $100,000 and you're a great person in high quality, why would you not take the $100,000 a year job versus the $37,000? You got to give teachers a reason. And do you? Here's a question. Do you believe that the children are our future?
Absolutely agree with that.
Okay.
But I also, what is your, and I mentioned it earlier, commitment, teacher?
Well, I believe all children, all teachers are committed to the profession of educating children. Now, that's how I got involved in teaching in the classroom. I came into education late, but was definitely taken by the whole learning experience and engaging with children to be a part of their future. Basic education in kindergarten and first grade is very crucial to children, getting a good foundation. And as a former teacher in an elementary school, I could see where children come in with all different levels, and those are very much a challenging environment when children
are... Say your name, by the way.
Oh, sorry. I am Joanne Lentino, and I'm running for the at-large seat for Pinellas County School Board.
What's your name?
Joanne Lentino.
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 Len. So how you remember her name is, like, where do you go? When you want to get money, you got to go to a bank. You get Len. And what's the other part?
Tino.
And what do they lend you? Tino. I think Tino represents money. So Len Tino. Joanne Lentino. Think of a bank. They lend you money. And they lend you Tino. So Joanne Lentino. Remember that name.
Okay. Thank you. It's important to recognize the commitment that a teacher needs to make. And also it's important to recognize the amount of time a teacher takes to prepare. And when people step up to the plate and want to be a part of the solution for our children's future, I think it's a commendable thing. And I guess I come from this side of the table. You know, you value what you pay for. And I think our educators are valued. And I think we need to be looking at them a little more favorably. And encouraging their input for solutions because they are the people in the front lines. And
you mentioned the amount of money the teacher makes in their first year, 37. What do they make 10 years later?
I'd have to have that schedule in front of me, but
of course you would.
I do know that a teacher that's probably coming in later in the having invested some time. I don't know, maybe because of the referendum, maybe their pay can go up to $41,000 a year.
In 10 years?
No. Every Pinellas school teacher this year will receive a salary supplement of $3,827 because of the referendum.
Okay, $4,000 a year after they started out.
Hey, just let me just real quick, Nick, I don't got vote yes on what's the amendment?
Amendment 4?
Amendment 4, vote yes.
It's a referendum.
And we'll vote see. No for Nick. And your first name, N for no, and then vote no for Nick. And then we got Mr. Santana on the line.
Definitely vote yes for the referendum. We need that.
Jeff, you still there? Jeff left. Okay, so say your name. Sorry. Your name, ma'am?
Oh, Joanne Lentino, and I misspoke. It is the referendum, so forget that Amendment 4 business in there.
A referendum. Joanne Lentino. Would you guys come back next week?
I would be happy to.
Would you come back next week?
Absolutely.
And I think it's good that you hear what this gentleman's saying.
Absolutely,
yeah. Because I don't want someone, because there's other people that might be thinking that way.
Yes, I understand. I see them on the campaign trail every day.
Okay, God bless everybody, and you can live your dreams.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.